far to the north, where the wind never stops to catch his breath, a tree grew tall and proud. As the wind blew through her thousand tongues, the tree sang to the wind about her secret dreams. Bend low, wind, listen to me. I'm a marvelous, magical, mystical tree. I've music to bring and music to share, and a song I must sing everywhere, everywhere. I'll not be cut down for shingles and slats and sawdust, not I. My dream is to be the grandest instrument in all of the orchestra. Tomorrow blows, laughed the wind. He had heard the proud green dreams before. Cling, clang, rang out an axe, and he gave the tree a friendly slap which shook her to her roots. Cling to your dreams, but which one, huh? Which one what, asked the tree. Which one instrument would you be, asked the axe. The tree paused to think this over. I suppose I should like to be, but the axe would not listen. Cling, clang, he went as he rolled the tree into a river. What shall I be? Asked the tree. But the river only answered, rush, rush, as it tossed and tumbled its load of timber downstream to the city. Whatever shall I be? The tree asked a sign which flapped above the doorway to a shop. I cannot give you a flat answer, said the sign, for there are always two sides to every question. And the sign flapped to and fro, showing both of its sides. The one side read, O Tannenbaum, Master Woodcarver. And the other, Fine musical instruments made to order. So, I am to be a musical instrument after all. But which one? I'm high, wide, handsome, and grand. So grand. Yes, yes, that's what I'll be. The grandest instrument of all, the grand piano. Thank you. How grand to be the grand piano. Wait, do I hear a saw? What's it sawing for? Well, not for me. I'm exactly the right size now for a piano. No! Oh, too late. The saw had split the trunk in two. Now I can never be a piano. What shall I be? I'm still tall. Tall as a giant. A giant? So that's what I meant to be. The giant of the strings. The double bass. So what? Who'd want to be a grumpy, grumbling bass? I'd rather be... Yes, I'd rather be the sweetest singer in all of the orchestra, the cello. I'll rock my bow to sleep upon my breast. Sweet and low, sweet and low. Sweet and low, sweet and low. I see a saw cutting more and more and more and more and more. Stop! Oh, well, it could be for the best. Perhaps I'm saved for something grander still. I must be. I am master of all, the concert master, the first violin. I'll wear my music like a golden crown. Long live the king of the orchestra. Long live me. If all I can do is laugh and chuckle and giggle and squeal and gasp. Oh, how funny. Oh, my laugh sounds like a clarinet.
laughing matter. You've gone too far this time. Who am I? I'm so small, a puff of wind could blow me away. I can't be anything, not anything at all. Not anything but a flute. Yeah, a flute. I may be small, but I can still be merry. Let the wind whistle. I'll whistle him back a happy tune. Longer. You call that a little longer? No. You better stop or I'll lose my temper. Oh, you'll be sorry then. Oh, yes. I'll kick and thump and pound and jump as loud as I can. Up, down, up, down. Why, what a racket I am making. You think I was? Well, I am. The very heartbeat of the orchestra. The drumstick. The drumstick. Up and down came the saw one last time. Now, of the mighty tree, nothing remained but a thin sliver which had been her heart. How can I make music? I'm too frail for a flute, too weak to hold a bow, and if I jumped upon a drum, I'd break in two. Look at me now. What am I now? A stick, a stick, a stick. Sadly, the tree sang itself to sleep. As she slept, a kindly dream took pity and carried her to the forest of her youth. She heard the whistling of the wind, the rushing of the river, the clean clang of the axe. Oh, wait, that's no axe. That's the cymbals. And there is the violin.
The bassoon.
Why, it's an orchestra. She jumped high into the air to see, but why don't they play? What are they waiting for? Could it be for me? Shyly, she nodded to the flute. At once, the flute burst into song. That's my song, the song I sang to the wind. One by one, she turned to the other instruments, and one by one, they joined in the melody. I know at last what I was meant to be. I'm the smallest, weakest, and grandest instrument in all of the orchestra. I'm the one that does not make a sound. I'm the baton! She was so happy. She danced on air. And as she danced on air, she wove the sounds, the singing of all of the instruments. into the music of her secret heart.